If you love Christmas, then all your Christmases have come at once.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
This is Christmas Podding, the podcast dedicated to all things Christmas.
Rudolph, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Now you're all downloaded, let's talk about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton. This is Christmas Podding.
Well, hi everyone, thanks for joining us on Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Vanessa. We talk all things Christmas. Hello, Merry Christmas, Vanessa.
Merry Christmas, it's October.
I know, here we are.
We are getting very close.
Here we are. Are you ready? We're about to go into weekly episodes. That's how excited we are. So much to talk about on this week's show. How much do these celebrities make with their Christmas singles? You'd think Mariah Carey make the most. She doesn't. She's up there. But there's one band that makes more money every year just from radio on Spotify playing their 1970s hit. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Also, who should you spend Christmas with this year? You family or your family at Christmas time and your friends
Christmas
at Christmas
Day.
In July?
Correct,
Well, so are we, but there's been a push to spend it with friends. We'll let you know why a little later on. Let's start with the topic of self-gifting. It's a new trend. It's exactly what it means when you buy yourself a Christmas gift. Have you... Would you, will you this year?
I am all in on self-gifting.
Yeah, me too.
I love it.
Do you put it under the tree though? I've never done that.
No, I've never wrapped it up. No. I actually, last year I didn't get myself a Christmas present, but I did give myself a birthday present,
which
was a month. Yeah, like that, it's just a month before Christmas.
But did you wrap it up though?
No, but I had got it and I put it aside and it came in its own little box. And so then I waited until...
What was it?
A necklace.
All right.
Yeah, like with a V on it.
For yourself?
Yeah.
What, in case you forget your own name?
I didn't have my name. It was just a V.
Just a nice V.
It meant something to me. It was a personal,
isn't that nice?
You know, little...
I'm big on buying my own Christmas gift, but I've never given it to myself. So my wife actually says she says, you're the worst person to buy gifts for, because I did the same for Father's Day.
Yeah.
I'd bought my Father's Day gift well and truly before Father's Day, gave it to my wife and said, here.
This is my present.
Get the kids to give me this. Mm-hmm. I'm almost out of myself because my daughter now listens to this podcast. Mm-hmm. Listen, Daddy only did it because Daddy didn't want you to get something that Daddy wouldn't use.
What about the Father's Day stall at school?
That too. That comes on top of it.
Yeah, okay.
So they'll get me that.
Yeah.
And then I'll make sure that they get me stuff that, and it's often records. It's often, you know, there's no point.
Yeah. Okay. It's a fine line between suggesting what you want, giving ideas.
My wife hates it. She thinks it actually takes all the fun out of it.
I think it does too, to a degree.
Yeah. But what, would you rather get a gift you don't want?
No. But you still want to...
Do you want the stats
I think you should leave room for people to be able to get you something that they've chosen that they think you'd really like.
They did the stats. 7 million. They reckon, I don't know how they worked it out. They reckon 7 million people last year in Australia got a gift they didn't want and either discarded, threw in the bin, or regave it. Seven million
good for
gifts.
The economy, is it?
Or the environment?
Like, no.
They reckon the throwaway rate is huge at Christmas
time. Maybe COVID will change our perspective on that this year.
What are you buying yourself for Christmas this year?
Oh, I haven't decided, but there is something I've been wanting, and I thought it's a bit extravagant to
there.
Just buy. I want one of those hanging chairs.
Yeah, great
with a stand.
Put it on your back deck.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Perfect.
Yes. That's what I've been eyeing off, and I think, it's a bit
much
to just buy randomly in October. Mm. I think I need to wait now. But yeah, I would like to choose it also because I want...
Take the fun out of it for your husband.
No, like I'm a bit specific in the shape and the cushions and... You know, the size.
You've just said everything that you argued against about a minute ago.
True. That is true.
You absolutely just came across to my side of the argument.
Yeah, I have. Okay, pick your own presents, everyone.
Yes. And give them to people you know and say, here, this is what I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
There is something nice when people nail it. Last episode, we talked about, you bought me a pen a few years ago.
Yeah.
And that was a great gift because you know I like pens.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you engraved
you
engraved your own name on it. Don't mess with Ness. It was a great present. Still use it 6 years later.
Great.
So when someone nails it, it's amazing.
Like you never would have bought yourself that pen engraved with my name. So
no, but I have bought two other pens identical to that. Since then.
Yeah. Okay. So it really set the
No, I already had standard. One. I already had one.
Yeah, because I knew you liked
You knew I liked the Lamy pen.
That type of pen.
Yes,
yeah.
So I already had one And I've bought two since. I got one for Father's Day a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all right. I'm not big on the waste of gifts, so I've got no problem with it. If you okay. want to buy yourself a gift, great idea.
And it is good to save up these things through the year and be a little less materialistic and yep. not just buy whatever we want on a whim. It's nice to save some things up to then be able to give people ideas. But I do think, as much as I want my hanging chair, it is nice to leave some space for them to have a think and get you something.
Oh,
personal.
You've got to get the dud gift from the kids. So that's a must, you know, something they've made in school.
You know, I've actually also been a bit annoyed at my husband/family when I've given very specific ideas and then they go off the list.
But don't you just go and buy that later? Like, I'll see that.
I haven't.
I'll just see, oh, you didn't buy me that? I'll go buy it myself.
I want one of those room humidifier things, like with the nice smelling.
Oh yeah, we've got one of those.
Like I asked for one of those and didn't get it, and I'm just waiting.
But do they know what one to buy?
Yeah, I like posted three different options. Like,
why don't you just go and buy it and give it to your husband and give it to you? That's the sort of gift your kids would love to give to you.
I know. That's why I suggested it,
and they
didn't get it.
What did they get you instead?
Some new Converse shoes. This was Mother's Day.
Oh, yes. I was part of that conversation.
Well, I took them back and swapped them for
took the Converse
style.
Back.
Yeah.
Your husband told me he bought you the Converse shoes. Yeah. And they were similar to a pair I had. And I went, cool.
They were plain black ones and they were kind of...
Oh, no. You've jumped the shark. You've jumped the
I
shark.
I sound like a horrible person.
Right now you do. So you took back a... No, can I tell you something?
No.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Just so you don't feel so bad. My daughter bought me a pen for Father's Day.
Yeah.
It was similar to the one I wanted, but it wasn't the one I wanted. Yeah. So I went back and swapped it for the one I wanted and she never knew the difference.
Okay.
So I've done
See,
it too.
That's fine. So when they gave it to me, they were like, oh, here, Mum, some new Converse shoes. Mm. And my husband said, look, I wouldn't have picked these ones, but the kids... This is what
the kids picked for you.
And they just weren't quite the style that I would have picked for myself. And they were plain black. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I think I want something a little
bit sparkly. Are you wearing them now?
Sparkly. No, they're like full sparkly, like silver sparkly
ones. Other ones.
Rather than plain black. Like, I just felt like that was... So I was just like...
I've got two pairs of Converse. We should wear a Converse.
Converse Club.
They're the best
anyway,
shoes ever.
I'm still waiting for my room humidifier.
Maybe. Fingers crossed. See if Santa brings it for you this Christmas.
We'll see.
Coming up soon, who should you spend Christmas with? Family or friends? It's the big dilemma. We'll see what you think next.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Look, we talk all things Christmas. Our names are Liam and Ness. Thanks for joining us and thanks for downloading this little show. We're shocked at how many people download it. It's Australia's only Christmas podcast.
Share it around. There's a bit of Christmas for everyone.
Family or friends, Christmas Day. Why spending Christmas with friends is now the number one choice. Wow. Stats are growing in that. There's no obligations, no gifts, no dress code, no stress with your friends. I get that. But it's not traditional. We spend it with family every year.
Yeah.
And if it's only our little family of the four of us or extended, it's only ever with family on Christmas Day.
Yeah. We are the same. Mm. It's almost always family, except for that hour we go and do park run, and that is spending time with some of the running friends in the community. And that's really nice. But, you know, that's not really a Christmas. It's not like a Christmas lunch. It's just a little let's get together and have a run in
it's
the
like
park.
It's like Christmas torture, yeah.
Oh, God.
I've agreed.
You love the idea.
I've told you it's a great idea. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
Look, I have had Christmas with friends who've joined our family. So we've always done a family Christmas. I could name you five Christmases over the years where we've had a few stragglers along the way, people whose other family were out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been so special. I've really loved having extras join our group. But it's never just been me, the neighbour, Tom across the road, and Darlene from accounts.
Remember my Christmas in July party? And it was
the highlight of my year.
I know. Four families, including
our two
families.
All friends.
Imagine if that was Christmas Day. Mm. It would be so much fun. But we can't do that. Like,
why?
Because my family would be like, what do you mean you can't meet us today? Like, what do you mean? You're in Brisbane. Why can't we have lunch.
Well, there's been a couple of times I haven't spent it with my mum and dad because they didn't want to drive. They didn't want to drive to our house. It's an hour drive between our houses. They didn't want to do Christmas Day traffic.
Yeah.
But they were happy for me to do Christmas Day traffic to come and see them. And we went, well, we're going to spend it with my wife's parents.
Yeah.
Who are, so sometimes we alternate.
Yeah.
We've done it all together before. There's no his, ours, there. We'll do whoever's around.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. You always had that theory that Christmas in July is for friends. Mm-hmm. That was a great Christmas party. Like, probably better than any December Christmas party I've ever been to.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's well, really
why highlight. Wouldn't you want that vibe again? Because there's no pressure.
I would want it, but everyone already has their family plans. It's just like default to family.
Mm. But maybe COVID Christmas might change things. There's a lot. Maybe. There's going to be a lot of people who can't be with family.
Exactly. If we can't travel interstate, and
your mum's about
10
minutes away. Like you can't not invite your
mum. I've got two sisters in two different states, and they probably won't be able to come to Queensland.
Is Christmas at your house this year?
I haven't decided.
Well, where else is it going to be?
Mum and Dad's.
Yeah. But you're going away just before Christmas.
Yeah. I'll be back for Christmas Day. Yeah.
People must wonder how I know all this stuff. I've got a direct line to Vanessa's husband. He tells me everything.
Exactly.
In fact, I was thinking of going with him. When he told me the dates,
you're
I was like...
going to Daydream Island with, no, but, with my husband?
Well, I can book my own family. Like I was thinking...
Oh. Like, I thought you meant you two.
Vanessa comes out of the pool.
Yeah.
Hey, Ness, it's me. What are you doing
actually,
here?
Actually, I wouldn't mind that because then your wife and I could just go have cocktails.
Do what you like.
Yeah.
Go have a cigar with your husband on the beach.
Love it. Yeah, fantastic. We're having cocktails by the pool.
See, Christmas with friends is a great idea.
Actually, a really good idea.
It's a great idea. Not happening at our house, but it's a great idea. How much do the celebs make for their big Christmas tunes? You might be surprised. That's on our agenda up next on Christmas Podding.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. Hey, thanks for downloading and having me to listen. If you haven't started listening to Christmas tunes, we're on the cusp. I mean, we've just October's... I will probably start regularly end of October listening. I'd all throughout November, all December.
Look, my tree is up.
Yeah.
So there is Christmas in my home now. So I am all for the carols starting now.
They reckon all you need to do is write one good Christmas song and you are set for life.
What's the formula? How can we write a Christmas song?
Hugh Grant was in that movie about a boy. And remember, that which was a book before it was a movie.
Yeah.
And there was a character in that whose dad had written a Christmas song in the 70s.
Yes.
And the guy hadn't worked a day in his life because of his dad's royalties.
Lived off the royalties.
Yeah. So what are they making? Last Christmas by Wham. Last Christmas. $600,000 every year in royalties.
Not bad
if
you can
good.
Get it.
It's pretty good. White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
$700,000 a year in royalties. I was surprised. I thought it'd be more
pretty
than that.
Pretty good.
No, I thought it'd be more. I think it's been said it's the most sold Christmas album of all time. That's not downloads or Spotify. I would have thought more than that. So the Crosby household.
Well, I guess they're averaging as well over the years.
All right, the big ones. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mariah pulls a million every December. She doesn't need the cash.
A lazy million.
Every year she gets $1 million. Off what is a modern day classic. There hasn't been, I'll go as far to say there hasn't been a Christmas song since that song. Name me one since then.
I can't. No.
25 years ago was the last time a Christmas song was actually written. Now, before that, there was heaps in the 70s, heaps in the 80s.
It was like we reached capacity.
Surely someone's got, I mean, even Bublé, surely he comes out of the cave and has a song.
He doesn't write his own.
But you'd think
he might.
He's
all about the covers.
Now, he's the guy to do it. Like, if anyone's going to write a modern-day Christmas classic, have a listen to this song by Slade. Oh, here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Merry Christmas, everybody. Classic song. It's on every Christmas compilation. That's your old-school dirty Christmas of 1971. They get $2 million a year in royalties for that song.
Wow.
That's the highest paid royalty
that
song
unbelievable.
In the world every year. I remember hearing once that those cats just live off the royalties of that song. Like that, yeah. They were almost who that, yeah. that whole argument was written about. $2 million a year. It just
Not
gets played
bad.
Everywhere.
Right. I'm on it. I'm writing one.
What's it got to include? You've got to just evoke emotion. Something about the turkey.
Yeah. The ham.
Yeah, maybe write a Christmas
the
food
pudding.
Song. Yes, see. You've already got me salivating thinking about Christmas. Christmas gift cards on our agenda real soon. Will you be giving one this year? We may have an argument why you shouldn't. Up next on Christmas Potting.
The most wonderful time of the year starts with a Christmas podcast. You're listening to Christmas Potting, a podcast where Christmas calls home with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
Our name's Liam and Ness. This is Christmas Potting. We're talking all things Christmas. We're in October. Vanessa's got her Christmas tree up. Mine's not far away. Mm-hmm. I'm a 1st of November type of guy.
Get onto it yeah. because honestly, I say this every year, that tree fills me with joy every time yeah. I walk through the door. I just see it. I love it. It warms my heart. I just can't speak highly enough about the early tree.
I'm actually the same with Christmas music. I could listen to it all year round. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to find in the middle of the year, but I'm already starting to listen to it.
Well, you
a
watch
songs.
Your movies all year round. Too.
Absolutely. Every Saturday, my daughter and I watch a Christmas movie. Do you give Christmas gift cards at Christmas time? The sales and gift cards have just gone through the roof. It has been described as a useless present. Does it lose the personal touch? Do you agree with a gift card under the Christmas tree?
It is a tough one. It's not something that I give on a regular basis at yeah. all. I always, my preference is to go and find a physical gift mm-hmm. to give someone. However, like, I love getting a gift card. My kids love getting a gift card.
Yeah. So Nana buys my kids gift cards every year, and I know they love going to the shops. When yeah. you think about it like that, It really does have a bad connotation. You just think, didn't care enough about me.
Didn't think about
couldn't
it.
Couldn't be, you know, yeah. stuffed buying a decent present. But if you were to buy me a JB Hi-Fi card, I would be so happy. I'd be like, yeah. catch you in 2 hours. I've got yeah. a gift card to spend. I would trowl through the box sets of, yeah. you know. But to be honest, I have bought a lot of box sets I've never opened from JB
Danger.
Hi-Fi just because the gift card was there yeah. and had to be spent. Like, I remember that TV show, The Newsroom. Great show. I've seen every episode, bought the box set, never opened it.
Okay, because you've already seen it.
I just had a gift card.
That was pointless. It's definitely better than a dud gift. So it is better, but it comes with its own dangers, like you pop it in the back of your purse that, and then yep. you forget about it and it expires.
Easy to lose as well. Easy yep. to lose.
Or the shop shuts down.
Yep.
Like, we're actually seeing some retailers go out of business lately.
Isn't it funny? I would love to receive one, but I'll judge you if you buy me one. Does that make sense? Like, I'll be like,
you are just no win in so many ways.
But you know what I mean? Like, surely I'm not the only one there. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, gift card, cool. And then on the other tone, I'll be like, oh, gift card, cool.
Yeah.
Like, look, it's an easy gift. I think it's a good gift, but it does come with some connotations.
You know my Christmas tree that I love and talk about all the time, my 240 centimetre
Your big Christmas,
Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually bought that with a gift card I'd been given for my birthday. And
did you buy it post-Christmas though?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. So it was on sale and I used my gift card.
Yeah.
And I was like, best use of gift card yeah. ever. Like, thank you guys for my present. I was so pumped.
Why am I negative about it? Because I actually think it's a good gift.
Yeah.
I actually do like a gift card. There's nothing I don't like about a gift card. Mm. You buy your own gift, you're not getting a dud gift. I've changed my mind. Put a gift card
do
on
it.
I'm actually just convinced myself okay. that it's a good gift.
It is.
It's probably because it's a small
what
gift.
What about cash? What about the difference between that and cash?
Love like, cash.
Do you? Yeah, because cash
is
awesome.
I get Christmas cash every year.
Yeah, so do I.
Do you? Who from?
My in-laws.
Yeah. My parents do it too.
Yeah.
And Mum puts it in a nice little box. Yeah. And part of the fun every year is seeing what themed box she buys. So she's, you know, one year it was a Frozen theme. And
yeah.
So she'll always buy a nice box to put cash in. And it's been the same amount of cash for at least a decade.
Yeah.
And you always go through and
I know.
Just count it just
the
to
kids,
see.
Yeah. My kids just, they know.
Yeah.
And they always get that envelope just like their eyes widen. They go, whoa.
You know why cash is good? Guilt-free purchase.
Yeah.
So you can go to the shop, and I guess a gift card's a bit like that too. Like, you can go to the shop and buy whatever you want. There's no one, your wife can't nag you. Hey, it's a Christmas purchase.
You know what we bought with last year's Christmas cash?
What's that?
The ping pong table.
Great gift.
great gift.
Yeah.
Never would have gone and bought that, but it was like, you know what? We've got Christmas cash.
I've bought some great stuff with Christmas money before. I mean, we had it was a bumper year. 1 year we bought a big screen TV.
Ooh.
That was a really good year. Yeah. We've been using that for a decade. Mum gave me some birthday money in my 40s, and I relined the roof of my car with new lining. What a gift!
Oh, you're such an old man.
But that made me so happy. It made me so happy. It was falling down. You know how the lining falls down on the roof?
That's terrible.
And I went and relined my roof. And
you're officially old.
Why would you say something like that?
Because the joy that it brings you.
Guilt-free purchase. I'd been wanting to
yeah,
do that.
That's a necessity.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's a luxury. The car still worked. The car still drove.
What? The roof touching your head?
And because I've got big hair. Hey, not all
big head.
Not all of us have the hair like me. I've got big hair and I've always got it boofed up.
And you're tall.
And it was the lag and the it was hitting my hair.
That's an essential. Like you
and I didn't have to pay for it.
You
great
deserve
gift.
To drive without the roof of your car touching
I did.
Your hair.
And it took my mum's Christmas, my birthday money for
but
that to happen.
But you're so excited about.
Well, it was a guilt-free purchase. Like when times are tough, and they're not, yeah. and they're not, but they are, but they're not, they weren't. when you have to pay for a rates bill or get your car roof lining fixed. Okay. You pay for your kid's school camp or get your car roof lining fixed. What are you going to pay for? You're going to get pay for the camp.
Okay, I see your point.
So guilt-free
congratulations.
Purchase.
Congratulations.
Yep.
But yes, cash, gift cards, love
great
it.
Great idea. We are going to unpack the history of mistletoe coming. We did do a chat on mistletoe a couple of months ago.
We did.
Back
it
on the
ended
agenda.
Kind of
badly.
Awkwardly.
We did. See if we can do it again. Up next on Christmas Podding.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. Before we go, let's talk about mistletoe for a second. Why is mistletoe linked to kissing? We talked about this a while ago and thought it was a weird custom.
And we said, is it still done? Where do you get
it's
it?
Trashy.
Is it fresh? Do you buy plastic? Like what is it and why?
I don't know if you can get it in Australia.
No.
You can get the fake stuff, which is... But the plant itself is supposed to have, you know, medicinal purposes. It's supposed to, you know, provide fertility and bring luck, which is why the whole kissing thing came out, you know. It's like the fertility plant.
Right.
What that has to do with Christmas, I have no idea, but it was held in such significant meaning that the enemies who met under the mistletoe, in the forest, would put their weapons down. It was like a guns down type thing. A bit of a ceasefire. I don't know where the kissing came into it.
Okay.
So instead of killing each other, we'll kiss each other.
Well, I don't know if they mean they kiss.
That's
they
how
put
it
down
grew.
Their weapons
that was,
and kiss.
That was ye, no, that was ye oldie how they used to do it.
Yeah.
And then that grew into hanging into kissing. I'm still on the trashy. Like I would never lean in and give anyone a kiss under mistletoe.
Yeah.
Maybe the kids.
I like it as the symbol of peace, or I like it, you know, hanging whatever at your front door as a ceasefire, as a come in, all are welcome.
Christmas
like,
time.
Set the tone.
Good idea. You know? Don't you ever worry that you're going to get the wrong stuff? Like I always think there's a fine line between mistletoe and ivy. And you'll
poison.
Well, you'll end up with an itch. I'm always worried about getting a rash.
I think that's why you buy fake.
Don't bring that too close to me. And all of a sudden you wonder why you've... doesn't take much to break me out in a rash. I've got really expensive aftershave at the moment. I have been wearing Izzy Miyake since 2001. Yeah. Gives me a skin rash.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's really disappointing.
Take my chances with the rash.
You're not going to switch?
No, you just buy some Nizoral from the chemist.
What's that? Antihistamine.
It's like an anti-rash shampoo. Goes away.
Can I just qualify?
You might get a bottle for Christmas.
You are that friend at the party who finds out you're sitting next to a doctor of any specialty. Oh, can you just check out my rash? Like,
well, you know my mum works for a doctor.
I've seen you in action.
Mum works for a doctor, so
lifting up your shirt.
I'll ring mum and say,
show off your rash.
I'll ring mum and say, what do you reckon this is? Can you ask the doctor on his lunch break? Bob Wilmy, don't charge me. I have asked doctors and vets. Don't get stuck next to me at a party.
No.
Doctors, vets and lawyers, not safe because I've always got a legal question. What would happen if I did this? Would I get in much trouble if I did this? When I had a dog, and we don't anymore, but I would always ask pet questions. Pet questions were just a given. What's wrong with that? Never lose the inquisitiveness, Vanessa. Never lose the want to ask questions.
I agree with that. I agree wholeheartedly. It's just that there's a time and a place. And sometimes if they're in there relaxing, just wanting to hang out with friends, like, you don't always want to talk shop.
That's actually bogus. Every time we go to a party, what do you think people ask me about?
Radio.
Radio, music. Every time. Do I sit and say, oh, I'm not working at the moment? No, that's your connection point.
But they're not asking you, like a lawyer, like they bill people $200 for those
and
answers.
Shame on them. Shame on them.
You're putting them on the spot with nowhere to go. They're like, this is actually billable type questions.
Not when you ask at a party, it's not.
That's taking advantage.
Well, it's called connection. It's connection. Hey, Tom, you're a lawyer. Oh, are you? My neighbour's got some trees hanging over my fence. Should I sue them? Well.
Exactly. The sigh says it all.
And doctors don't care. I've had many doctors look at stuff and they don't care. They'll
again,
be like,
billable time. Make an appointment. If I was a doctor and you came to me with that rash, I'd be like, book in to see me next Wednesday.
If it was a case of having a conversation or no conversation, I think they'd rather have the conversation.
Yes, but there are a million other topics. Talk about Christmas.
You've worked in radio news for 15 years. When you go out and people talk to you about the news, do you say, you know what, not now?
No, I love talking about it.
Well, how's it any different?
Because it's not like you're not asking me on a professional basis. Like, as people don't come to me in my workplace to ask me about radio news. Like, they as my professional advice, you know, it's a very different. Well, it's maybe, so different.
You know what? If it's at a Christmas party, consider it your Christmas gift to me. This is a Christmas podcast. Have you forgotten?
How did we get onto this?
You were judging me. That's how we got onto it. All you ever do.
I don't even know what the topic was. Mistletoe?
Yes. It's supposed to be about goodwill. Goodwill, and you took it down wrong path.
Okay. I think we need to mistletoe on this studio door as a gesture of goodwill.
Lay down your guns. Yeah. Jimmy Barnes said it best. We're wrapping it up next.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Hey, our names are Liam and Ness. We're almost into weekly episodes. If you've been listening throughout the year, every second week we've managed to whack something together. There is, when you start talking about Christmas, there's so much to talk about. Not enough time.
We are just so far down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
That we could and will keep, just going, keep going on and on.
Well, that's because I plan the podcast and I've got everything written out and ready to go.
And what a stellar job you do.
Oh, don't try and suck up with
as
a compliment.
Somebody
now
said to me once, everyone's got their role. Your role is to prep the podcast. Mine is to rock up and talk about
just
it.
Just turn up and follow my
exactly
lead. Coming up in next week's show, Christmas-themed jobs. There's a few out there. I want to talk to you about this guy that's got a job as the light untangler, making money untangling your mess from last year. See,
wow,
the tip is be kind to your future self.
Yeah.
Pre-untangle it before you pack it in the box.
Is this where you're going to tell us about your job in a Christmas shop?
I did work in a Christmas shop.
You did.
It was possibly up there with one of the best jobs I ever had.
Really?
Yeah, it was great.
It was only for a couple of months.
Yeah,
it wasn't
a career job. It was just a short-term in between
you
jobs.
Loved
I loved
that.
It. Absolutely loved it. We'll get on to Christmas-themed jobs coming up on next week's show. Right now, we'll leave you with a little bit more of us. This people say to me, surely that can't be you two. This is actually us.
It's
singing.
It's literally us.
Got a
it's
backup
our
singer,
voices.
Backup Bobby helping us out here. It wasn't just the two of us. And our producer, J-Dog, Justin, made this
love
for us.
Love you, J-Dog.
I do too. I just spoke to him the other day. Yeah, he's got a new podcast out too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's got it.
What's the topic?
Bluey.
What?
The ABC dog.
Yeah, I love Bluey.
Yeah, he's got a podcast about Bluey.
Just talking about the show.
And where you can, and Bluey's adventures. So real life things on the show that you can go and visit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's massive.
How interesting.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Okay. This is us singing one of our Christmas favourites. Thank you for joining us. As we like to say, it's never too early.
Never too late.
To wish someone a Merry Christmas.
Taking care of Christmas. Taking care of Christmas. Taking care of Christmas. Taking care of Christmas. Every day. Taking care of Christmas. Every way. Taking care of Christmas and doing it right. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Taking care of Christmas every day.
Merry Christmas and doing it right. Merry Christmas to all and of all a good night. Be good.
Christmas in July was epic. Mm-hmm. It was literally the highlight of my year. I've never felt as happy this year as I did that one night. That's the happiest I've been all year.
Such a nice thing to say.
All year.
Oh, that warms the cockles of my
heart. I just remember leaning into you going, nailed it.
Best night ever.
Just nailed it. It was a great night. Yeah. It could have been the Mulberry Gin. But
it's probably the gin.
You still got that?
How many glasses did you have? Oh, no, it's gone.
The whole thing's gone. That's hilarious. It's actually hilarious.